insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ.
And fear He who created you and the former creation.
قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ.
They said, you are only of those affected by magic.
وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ.
You are but a man like ourselves, and indeed, we think you are among the liars.
وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. And fear him who created you and the former generations. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ. They said, verily you are only of those bewitched. وَمَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And you are not but a mortal like us, and we think that you are of the liars. As you were previously with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the story of Prophet Shu'aib from the 176th verse, where the Holy Quran said, كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The dwellers of the forest belied the messengers. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبُ أَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. So this Prophet Shu'aib, started his invitation by saying, إِنِّي لَكُمْ رَسُولٌ أَمِينٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُونَ. I am a trustworthy messenger. Then be in awe of Allah and obey me, and I do not ask you any recompense, and I only ask the Lord of the worlds about my recompense. Now, he started criticizing them. He said, أَوْفُ الْكَيْلِ, fill up the measure, be not of the cheaters. زِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, weigh things a right balance. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءُ. He says, do not defraud people in their due goods. وَلَا تَعْثَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ. Do not act corruptly in the earth, making mischief. Now, in his last command here, Prophet Shu'aib invites them again to piety and says, وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Fear him who created you and the former generations. In fact, he says, you are not the only nation who have come to live on the earth. Before you, there have been many fathers, many other groups of people who came into being, and yet they passed away. So do not forget both the events of theirs in the past and yours in the future.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So this is the last command of Prophet Shu'aib to his people. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ Fear him who created you and the former generations. The Arabic word جِبِلَّة is derived from Jebel, which means a mountain. It is applied for a large crowd of people, which, from the point of view of hugeness, is something like a mountain. Some commentators have said that the number of them was about 10,000. So, Jibilla originally means ummah and a group of people, just like the Holy Quran has used this word elsewhere. وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا in description of Satan. He has certainly misguided many of you. جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا So, the man's nature also is called جِبِلَّة because it is unchangeable. It is like mountain which cannot be moved away from its original place. So, sometimes some other things can also be called related to Jibillah because they are natural to the human beings. Sometimes the inherent things are also called Jibillah. So anyway, the last commandment of Prophet Shu'aib to his people is that you also have to fear the one who has created you. This means you have to understand that you are created. You have one creator, and also not you, all the generations before you, and all the generations to come after you. وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ وَالْجِبِلَّةَ الْأَوَّلِينَ We will, God willing, discuss this verse along with two other verses in the next episode. Thank you for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.ir. Until the next program, Take care.
Goodbye.
Things always worked for me.